Sure. Well, this morning the Planning Matters Alliance, which is an alliance of almost 70 community groups from across the state, have launched an online campaign to make it really easy for the Tasmanian community to email their candidates and ask them three specific questions around some really important potential planning changes that are coming to Tasmania. The first is the potential of removing planning from local councils, and we think that this is an unstated intention of the Liberal government, and the statewide planning scheme is a step in that direction. The second issue that it highlights is the fast tracking of the Tasmanian planning scheme, and Peter Gutwin, who was the then planning minister, always promised the community that we would have a meaningful say on local character. But if these changes are brought through, which we are expecting a bill to be tabled in the first parliamentary sitting of the new parliament, then this will potentially fast track components of the statewide scheme and undermine the community's ability to protect local character and really shape the future of the areas they care about. And the third issue, which is a bill that hasn't been talked about much, which we again anticipate will be tabled any time when the new parliament sits, is a bill that will effectively make it too expensive for the community to engage in the appeals process for against developments that they're concerned about. So we're encouraging all of the Tasmanian community to jump on to our webpage, onto our website, and on the homepage you'll see a link, and in 1 minute you'll be able to email your candidates and raise these really important issues with regards to planning reform in Tasmania. No, I don't, and the government's being very quiet on planning, as they were in the last state election, because they know it's really controversial. So we want to see the planning system balanced. We want to see a balance between what, obviously a balance, we're not anti-development, but we want a balance between what the developers want and what the community want. So it needs to be a fair system, and at the moment it's not, and it's moving in a direction that's even worse.
So what changes do you want to see, and what proposals are you particularly opposed to at the moment?
Essentially, we do not want to see a fast tracking of the last stages of the implementation of the Tasmanian planning scheme. We want the current process to run its course. That's the first thing. We support local planning staying within local councils, because local councils are the closest voice to the community. And the planning system should be serving the community and not just the development sector. And then the third thing is around planning appeals. So we want to ensure that planning appeals is an easy process for the community, because planning appeals are really important because they help keep developers to account and decision makers. And Peter McGlone can speak to more detail around the proposed changes with regards to planning appeals.
Planning reform may seem fairly esoteric when people are going to the ballot box, but this is something that affects the places we live and the places we love. Do you think people are paying enough attention?
No, I don't. And this is part of the reason why the Planning Matters Alliance formed, is because the planning scheme essentially affects every inch of the state. It will create our future, and it's complex and hard to understand. So this is why we formed. And it's interesting to note that the former head of the Property Council actually chaired the reform that has delivered the statewide scheme. And the community has really been left out of this conversation. So we're really encouraging the community to engage, and that's why we've created this online campaign to, in really simple language, to try and explain what the government is trying to do. Labor hasn't released its planning policy yet, so we're particularly interested to see what Labor's going to do. Liberals haven't released a planning policy. The Greens have. So let's see what Labor and Liberal have to say about the direction of planning and the way that they're going to potentially implement changes through the Parliament.
Are you confident that there will be enough consultation, and that will be genuine consultation when these changes are known?
Well, if I can comment on that. The Liberal government last December proposed changes that will make the planning appeals process much more costly for community groups. It'll be much more accessible for big corporations with lots of money, and rather cynically they introduced those changes 4 days before Christmas. Hardly anyone would have any idea that the fairness of our planning appeals system is under attack. The legislation was released without any explanatory document. We had to digest a 121-page bill to find out that they were wanting to gut the planning appeals system in Tasmania and make it fundamentally unfair for the community and individuals. And in response to the question about is it esoteric, I think a lot of people think planning appeals and the planning system is esoteric until a development comes along in their community. And we deal with a lot of individuals and community groups who, a person just last night said, we've put our lives on hold for the last 9 months dealing with a planning appeal in Hobart. And that's what we get a lot of. What the government is wanting to do with planning appeals will mean that the average community group or individual might have to front up as much as $50,000 and pay that over before they even get to start their planning appeal. Now, for the big end of business, that's nothing. But for the likes of community groups and individuals, I doubt many people will ever want to take a planning appeal again. And that's what this government is proposing. The solution is very simple. They just need to remove the legislation. And that's what we've asked Labor and the Greens and the Independents to commit to. And I might say that the Greens last night made it clear at the Hobart Not High Rise public meeting that their policy on planning would make planning appeals cheaper and easier to access for the community. And we wholeheartedly endorse that policy.
What effect could the government's proposed legislation have on developments, big and small, and some that have been controversial that we know about?
Well, I think if you look at recent planning appeals over developments like Fragrance Hotels in Hobart or the Rosny Hill tourism development, I think the community groups, if they were facing those planning appeals into the future, they just wouldn't bother taking the planning appeal. It's as simple as that. They would not have enough money, enough resources. So what the government's asking people to do, in effect, is pay a deposit at the beginning of an appeal that might end up being used to pay your opponent's costs. So it's a grossly unfair proposal. I don't know anywhere in Australia that's proposing this, and it's just going to be a real chilling effect on community involvement in planning.